I just have a question. Does Bernadette ever talk about me?
Oh, absolutely.
She does?
Yeah, sure. Just yesterday she asked, why is Howard hiding under the table?
She saw that, huh?
Oh, no, not at first. Right after I pointed it out.
Let me ask you something else. Is she seeing anybody?
Not that I know of. Hey, while we're on the subject, why did you guys break up anyway?
I'd rather not say.
Howard, if you want my help, I've got to know what happened.
But it's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's what I'm counting on, Spill.
Okay, well, you know World of Warcraft?
The online game? Sure.
Well, did you know that the characters in the game can have sex with each other?
Oh, God, I think I see where this is going.
Her name was Glissinda the Troll. Bernadette walked in on me while we were doing the cyber nasty under the Bridge of Souls.
Oh, you're right. That is so embarrassing.
Could you talk to her?
Bernadette or the troll?
Bernadette. She was so mad at me, she wouldn't even listen to my side of the story.
Well, what was your side?
Well, for all we know, Glissinda the Troll wasn't even a real woman. I mean, she could have been a 50-year-old truck driver in New Jersey.
Really? And that didn't make her feel better?
Will you talk to her? See if there's any chance at all we could get back together?
Gee, Howard, I really don't want to get in the middle of this.
No, why would you? I'm just another lonely nerd living with his mother, trying to find any scrap of happiness he can. Maybe to make up for the fact that his dad left them when he was 11.
Okay, I will think about it.
You know, I've always blamed myself for him leaving. I always thought it was because I wasn't the son he wanted.
Yeah, I said I'd think about it.
I wasn't athletic. Yeah, I was kind of sickly.
Okay, fine. Look, I'm calling her now. See?
Thank you.
So anyway, Howard asked Penny to talk to Bernadette, and she did, and Bernadette agreed to meet him for a cup of coffee.
One question.
Yeah.
Why on earth are you telling me all this?
I don't know. Sometimes your movements are so lifelike, I forget you're not a real boy.
You said I could buy a desk.
This isn't a desk. This is a Brobdingnagian monstrosity.
Is that the American idiom for giant big-ass desk?
It's actually British.
Can you say it again for me?
Brobdingnagian.
One more time?
Brobdingnagian.
Not three times fast?
Brobdingnagian. How did you even get it in here?
That's for me, Ramon, Julio, Jesus, and Rodrigo to know, and you to find out.
All right, you've made your point. A fine prank, very amusing. Now get it out.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I have three brothers and two sisters, Sheldon. I can do this all day.
All right, if you're not going to remove it, I'll remove it for you.
Knock yourself out.
Help me move my desk.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. It's too Brobdingnagian.
Why do you even want this here? Its size is completely disproportionate to its purpose.
Well, seeing as its purpose was to piss you off, I'd say it's spot on.
What's going on? This is the opening salvo in what will be an escalating series of juvenile tit-for-tat exchanges. Well titted.
Thank you.
Stand by for my upcoming tat.
Hey, Sheldon.
Yes.
No. See what I did there? I turned it around.
Sorry, I had to clock out.
Oh, that's okay. Have you been?
Okay. I'm busy. School, work. You?
Same. I took a scuba diving course over the summer, but it turns out I'm terrified of the ocean.
It's too bad.
You wouldn't know anybody wants to buy a wetsuit. Boys large. Yeah, forget it. Not important. So, are you seeing anyone?
Well, to be honest,
Hey! How are we doing over here? Can I get you something to drink?
Not for me, thanks.
I'm okay.
Are you going to want to order food?
Maybe a waiter.
Okay.
So, are you seeing anybody?
No.
That's what I told him when he asked me. I hope that's not out of line.
No, it's fine.
Penny, can we have a little privacy?
Oh, I'm sorry.